Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden History.
Small town. Tonight is the last drive-in movie in this small American town.
For those of a certain age and certain temperament, the drive-in movie will remain a reservoir of endless nostalgia. But believe it or not, the drive-in movie was not only the scene of heavy adolescent petting and illegal trunk entries, it was also the scene of some of the United States' more vehement legalistic wranglings. Not only were so-called community standard obscenity laws settled in the context of 10-foot-high breast, but famous movies like Roberto Rossellini's The Miracle were litigated in the highest courts of the land. It was only a 45-minute film, but The Miracle sparked a legal confrontation that has left its mark on America for more than half a century. Roberto Rossellini's movie was deceptively simple. A demented peasant woman is seduced by a stranger she believes to be St. Joseph. She is socially ostracized for becoming pregnant out of wedlock, but is finally redeemed through motherhood. Although initially approved by state censors for screening in New York, the film was attacked as sacrilegious by the Catholic establishment, which convinced state officials to revoke distributor Joseph Bernstein's license. The New York Licensing Board revoked the film's license on the grounds that, quote, the mockery or profaning of these beliefs that are sacred to any portion of our citizenship is abhorrent to laws of this great state, unquote. On appeal, the U.S. Supreme Court disagreed, however. It wrote, quote, it does not follow that motion pictures should be disqualified from First Amendment protection, unquote. The court concluded that a state could not ban a film on the basis of a censor's conclusion that it was sacrilegious. According to film critic George Black, the Bernstein decision weakened the ability of state censorship boards and the Catholic Church to influence the types of films Americans were allowed to see. Consequently, this case signaled the rise of a new era in which films would be more mature and more controversial than ever before. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.